Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, April 29, 2025.
Republicans address Medicaid cuts and tax reform. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are taking on tough challenges related to proposed cuts to the Medicaid program and green energy initiatives. They're discussing a major tax cut bill they hope to pass by June. After a two-week break filled with meetings with constituents, House Republicans are gearing up to debate parts of former President Donald Trump's agenda, which includes funding for immigration enforcement and military spending. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise stressed the need for an open process with public hearings. Their main goal is to extend provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which could cost around $4.6 trillion over the next decade. With a slim majority in Congress, it's uncertain if they can meet Speaker Mike Johnson's target of passing the legislation before the Memorial Day recess on May 22. House Democrats, led by Hakeem Jeffries, have criticized these proposed cuts, arguing they could hurt vulnerable families. Meanwhile, Republicans are aiming for $2 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade, but moderates within the party are concerned about deep cuts to social safety programs. As discussions continue, lawmakers are exploring ways to save money while ensuring that essential benefits remain intact.
Australian election. Voter concerns amid global influences. Early voters in Bondi Junction, Sydney, are voicing worries about the impact of former U.S. President Donald Trump on the upcoming Australian election. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, leading the Labour Party, highlights the need for stability in contrast to the chaos of Trump's presidency. Many voters recognize that global events, especially Trump's policies, significantly affect the Australian economy. Business owner Ian Atherton points out that outside issues are more important than local ones right now. With the election set for April 30th, rising living costs and housing frustrations are on everyone's minds. Recent polls show the Labour Party in the lead, but they may need support from independents to secure a majority. Albanese warns that a conservative government led by the Liberal Party could bring instability. Meanwhile, a cyclone threat in Brisbane has delayed the election date, leaving voters eager for a party that can navigate these global uncertainties.
SK Telecom data leak causes stock drop. SK Telecom, South Korea's largest mobile carrier, recently faced alarming news, a major data leak affecting millions of users. Detected on April 18, this breach involved malware that exposed sensitive customer information. Following this revelation, SK Telecom's stock price dropped sharply by 6.7%, reaching its lowest point since August of last year. With around 23 million users, the company has promised to take full responsibility for the incident. To lessen the impact, SK Telecom will provide free replacements for its SIM cards at over 2,600 retail stores nationwide. Additionally, about 5.5 million users have signed up for a protection service that offers improved security measures. This incident raises serious concerns about online security in the telecommunications industry and highlights the urgent need for stronger protective measures. What does this mean for your personal data?
Brazil's push for data center investments. Brazil's finance minister, Fernando Haddad, is set to visit Silicon Valley, California, on April 28, 2025, to draw investments in data centers. A key breakfast meeting with tech leaders is scheduled for May 6. The Brazilian government plans to relieve taxes on spending for technology, aiming to transform the country into a green infrastructure hub powered by renewable energy. This initiative could unlock about $2 trillion, or roughly $352 billion, in funding over the next decade. Sectors like construction, telecommunications, and artificial intelligence are expected to benefit significantly. To qualify for these tax breaks, projects must meet specific environmental standards, including the use of 100% renewable energy. This move highlights Brazil's commitment to a sustainable economy and a thriving tech landscape. What could this mean for the future of technology in Brazil?
Trump's trade war with China, key developments. On April 9, 2025, President Donald Trump made headlines by raising tariffs on Chinese goods to 145%, while suspending reciprocal tariffs on other trading partners. In a swift response, China imposed its own tariffs of 125% on U.S. products escalating the trade conflict and raising serious concerns about the economic impact on both nations. Trump argues that these tariffs are crucial for reviving American manufacturing and creating jobs, but many experts doubt the feasibility of these goals. Just weeks later, Trump expressed optimism about a potential trade deal, suggesting tariffs might soon decrease. However, China's Ministry of Commerce dismissed these claims, stating that no negotiations were taking place. The agricultural sector is already feeling the pressure, with U.S. soybean exports dropping by 50% due to a significant decline in sales to China. The International Monetary Fund has raised its inflation forecast for the U.S. to 3% for 2025 and warned of a possible recession. Despite these challenges, the U.S. and China remain key trading partners, with the U.S. importing nearly $439 billion worth of goods from China last year. As this fierce trade war continues, both countries face major economic hurdles that could affect consumers and businesses alike.
Concerns over dismissal of contributors to the National Climate Assessment. Nearly 400 contributors to the National Climate Assessment, or NCA, were removed by the Trump administration, raising serious concerns about the future of this vital report. Mandated by Congress, the NCA evaluates how climate change impacts us and guides federal and local governments in their preparations. This dismissal is part of Project 2025, a plan aimed at reshaping scientific oversight and cutting unnecessary government spending. The last NCA, published in 2023, highlighted the rising cost of climate change for Americans, including higher prices for insurance, food, and medical care due to extreme weather. Removing these contributors could seriously hinder effective climate action, threatening public health, economic stability, and our environment. What does this mean for our future? The consequences of this decision could echo for years to come.
Germany's bold military spending increase. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has announced a bold leap forward in military spending, committing 500 billion euros, or about 569 billion US dollars, to strengthen Germany's defense capabilities. This move comes as NATO faces rising global tensions, particularly due to Russia's ongoing conflict with Ukraine. Steinmeier highlighted Germany's vital role in NATO's joint defense plan during his speech in Brussels. This new budget marks a significant shift from Germany's usual fiscal restraint, reflecting a broader change in European security policy as nations recognize the need to enhance military readiness. With Friedrich Merz set to take office as Germany's new conservative chancellor in May 2025, the trend of increased military investment is expected to continue. As Europe fortifies its defenses, the implications for relations with Russia could be profound.
Trump administration's automotive tariff cuts. On April 28, 2025, the Trump administration announced it will cut automotive tariffs to lighten the tax burden on foreign parts used in American-made cars. This move aims to prevent additional taxes on imported vehicles from piling up. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick highlighted that this initiative strengthens the partnership between the administration, domestic automakers, and American workers. The goal is to boost U.S. manufacturing and encourage investment in local production. With the automotive industry being vital to the U.S. economy, these changes reflect ongoing discussions about trade policies and their impact on both local and international manufacturers. What does this mean for the future of American cars and jobs?
Urban Company files for IPO in India. Urban Company, an Indian startup offering mobile app-based beauty and home care services, is set to go public with an initial public offering, or IPO, aiming to raise about 19 billion Indian rupees, roughly $223 million. The IPO draft was released on April 28, 2025. Company plans to sell new shares to generate up to 4.29 billion Indian rupees, while existing investors like Excel India and Elevation Capital will offload stock valued at 14.71 billion Indian rupees. This fundraising goal is lower than the previous target of 5.28 billion Indian rupees. The decision to go public comes amid market fluctuations influenced by trade policies from the United States, particularly those linked to former President Donald Trump. Urban Company operates in 59 cities across India, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, with 86% of its revenue coming from domestic operations. Last year, the company reported a pre-tax profit of 271.4 million Indian rupees for the 9 months ending December 2024, bouncing back from a loss of 577.7 million Indian rupees the previous year. Leading the IPO are banks like Kotak Mahindra Capital, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and JM Financials.
Judge questions U.S. deportations to El Salvador. U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy is raising serious concerns about the Trump administration's recent deportations of migrants from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to El Salvador. He has ordered the administration to disclose the names of those deported to see if these actions violated a previous court ruling that protects migrants from being quickly expelled without a chance to voice their safety concerns. During the hearing, Judge Murphy questioned how the Department of Defense could carry out these flights without coordinating with the Department of Homeland Security. U.S. Justice Department Attorney Jonathan Gwynn defended the Defense Department, claiming they acted independently. Trina Realmuto, a lawyer with the National Immigration Litigation Alliance, criticized the government's position and urged the judge to modify his order to protect those who might face threats upon returning home. The U.S. is also paying President Nayib Bukele's administration $6 million as part of an agreement related to these deportations. Judge Murphy indicated he is inclined to adjust the order, but needs to assess his authority to do so.
Amazon launches Project Kuiper satellites. Amazon has made a significant leap by launching 27 satellites for its Project Kuiper broadband internet initiative from Cape Canaveral, Florida, on April 28, 2025. This marks the start of a bold plan to deploy over 3,000 satellites in low Earth orbit, aiming to provide global internet access and compete with SpaceX's Starlink. The satellites were launched aboard an Atlas V rocket operated by United Launch Alliance, or ULA. After a weather delay on April 9, the launch finally took place, with Amazon planning to deliver internet services later this year, especially to areas lacking connectivity. The Federal Communications Commission, known as the FCC, has set a deadline for Amazon to deploy half of its satellite constellation, about 1,600 satellites, by mid-2026. This urgency highlights Amazon's commitment to using its expertise in consumer products and cloud computing to gain an edge in the satellite internet market. Tory Bruno, CEO of ULA, mentioned that they could conduct up to 5 more Kuiper missions this year, showcasing the rapid potential for deployment in this exciting sector.
Investigation into Harvard University by Trump administration. The Trump administration has launched a significant investigation into Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, over potential civil rights violations. The inquiry is examining whether Harvard's law review improperly fast-tracked an article by a member of a racial minority. This follows a federal judge's decision to expedite a legal action from Harvard aimed at preventing the administration from freezing $2.3 billion in federal funding. Harvard warns that such a freeze could jeopardize vital medical and scientific research programs. The U.S. Departments of Education and Health and Human Services have indicated that the law review editors may have engaged in race-based discrimination, possibly violating a key civil rights law from 1964. A representative from Harvard has confirmed the university's commitment to investigating credible claims. A hearing for this case is scheduled for July 21, 2025. What could this mean for the future of academic freedom?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.